Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
First case number 10,343, Ryan Homes, east of Route 5, north of Route 23, being parcel A. A special use exception for an off-premise sign and a variance from the setback requirements. Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has two cases here. So you want to hear the testimony of both of them at once, is that correct? That
yes.
would be case number 10344, Ryan Homes, west of Route 24, 560 feet north of Road 299, lots 12 and 14. That also is a special use exception for an off-premise sign that varies from the setback requirements.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Can that be the case we'll just enter the or take sure. the testimony on both of them? Okay. Excuse me, ma'am.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Heidi Balliette. I'm with the attorney. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Ryan Homes. With me this evening is Darlene Gray. If we have questions, she may present herself to answer some of those. But our application is for essentially 2 4x8 signs. One is under case number 10343. The second is under 10344. So I'll address 10343 first, but most of the same arguments we have for the second case number. So, under section 11581 of the Sussex County Code, under permitted signs for commercial property, section A2 says off-premises signs, after obtaining a special use exception, is permitted under A, it says, for signs not exceeding 200 square feet. And that's where we are with this application. Our signs are actually 32 square feet, 2 4x8 signs. The property is located, where the signs are currently located, are C1 zoned. And it's a commercial district, essentially the heart of Long Neck, right on Route 24. We do have the consent of the property owner where the signs are currently located. And you should have a letter from Bayshore Plaza Associates in the file indicating their consent to those signs being on the property. And as I said, these are the application is for off-premises sign. The code, in my opinion, is a allowing a thoughtful exception that's built right into the code with the blessing of this board that those signs can remain. The criteria is that they're set back 25 from the front and 20 on the side. Right now, where the signs are currently, they do not meet those setbacks, but we are willing to move those so they are in conformity. So we're essentially here asking for permission for those signs to remain on the property. We don't have the standard variance criteria like we would for a lot that would have some dimensional issues, but I will run through the criteria that you normally hear just to make the record. Your authorization is necessary to enable the legal placement of the sign on the property. So we're here essentially asking for forgiveness for locating them there. They've been there over 2 years. And there is a hardship on the applicant that's created. One, because these are essential directional signs to locate possible consumers to locate these this community, which is kind of off the beaten path off of Route 24. We used to have a lot of thriving communities in Sussex County that were frequented, and people would just generally come house shopping and just travel on the back roads. The peninsula, which this community is located, has removed a lot of their directional signs, and so we don't have that as one of the feeder directionals for this community. So with that loss of the traffic flowing into the peninsula or having those other directional signs, we are definitely going to feel a pinch in that community with people not being able to find it. And I actually have a letter from one of the salespersons with the applicant. I'll move her letter in. It's essentially, her name is Brooke Loudon, and she's one of the salespeople for Ryan Homes. And she's representing that a lot of the consumers, when they're coming in, rely on those directional signs to get to the community. This has been a very good selling community. It's provided continual revenue, not just for the applicant, but also for Sussex County with the transfer taxes and the tax base. The signs that are currently located on 24, they're not going to alter the essential character of the community. It is a commercial-based community, so people are used to signage in that area. There's no complaints from surrounding property owners. There's been no traffic hazards created from people saying it impedes their visibility of the road or from entrances or exits. And our request represents the minimum variance to afford relief to the applicant. So we're not asking for anything more than just for permission for them to remain located. A denial of the application would present an economic hardship to the applicant from the fact that they could lose consumers. You have people aimlessly driving along Route 24 not knowing that they're back there. There would be a reduction in the revenue to the applicant. And in this type of economic market for real estate, it's very difficult to secure sometimes the consumers. They want to keep those people coming through the door. We want to keep that transfer tax coming to the county and the tax base going up. There are practical difficulties to the applicant from the consumers not being able to locate them off of the main corridor. There's no traffic issues, as I said. There's no negative effect on surrounding properties. The sign looks professional. The old bandit signs that they used to be called are no longer permitted, the ones that used to be right along the roadside. So this sign, I'm not sure if you have a picture in the file, it looks professional. It doesn't look, too large. It doesn't look too small. It looks appropriate to direct the people in an appropriate way. So we ask that you approve our application for the signs to remain on the property, or the sign.
Are you seeking a variance in square footage also, or...?
Well, it's under 200 square feet. It's 32
fine.
Square feet.
We're fine with that.
So we're asking for what's there to be accepted.
Okay, and you can meet the setbacks. That's what I understand. That was an issue that came across my desk.
Right now, the sign is located approximately here.
Correct.
We can move it to this area here without having any issues.
You would have no issues with that if the board stipulated.
What about the 300-foot issue?
Not an issue with that.
It's not within 300 feet of a dwelling?
No.
Okay, so whoever took the... Okay.
Okay.
Why are the signs there now?
Directionals to the community.
But I mean, why are the signs there now without a special use exception or a variance granted?
I think it was ignorance. I don't think it was intentional. I think they just thought because it was a commercial area, those signs were permitted.
So your client understands in the future that... Not acceptable then.
They were very cooperative with the county when they were contacted, and so they did remove the other signs that were not compliant. And I know there were a lot of other developers that were not compliant as well, so I think it was a pervasive issue, not just the applicant. And so they've been very cooperative. They removed the other signs that were on residential or AR1 property, and those were removed immediately.
Okay. And can all the setbacks be met?
Yes.
Okay, good.
What's on this site now? I know you said it's commercial, but what's actually on
it? It's vacant right now.
Vacant?
Yeah. They intend for it to be improved at a later time.
So, but there's no variances at all on this. It's just the special use for the
special
site.
Use exception coming under that. Coming under 115-81A2. If you look that up, that's for the 200-foot off-premise sign. Anything under 200 feet? I believe the setbacks are what, 25 and 20?
25 from the front and 20 from the side.
Okay, yes. Have so many signs in Sussex County, I can't remember all the setbacks just like that.
So with the sign moved, the only burden is that to show that it won't substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Correct.
Did one of our our inspectors find this? Is that it, that's how you got into?
Melissa Thibodeau, is it, okay. I believe is her name, is on the violation notice.
I don't see the violation here, but.
Next one I said, I just read that now. Violet has been violated.
So how long have these signs been there?
Over 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Judson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, sir. Come forward, thanks, please. And
name and address.
Preston Dyer, 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about the gives to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm. Good evening. My name is Preston Dyer. I'm one of the partners in Long Neck Shores, which this sign is the directional sign for the project. My partners and I also own the commercial properties where these signs are located. And just for edification, the Long Neck Shores has been a very successful community. There will be in excess of $2 million of transfer tax alone generated by this project. The first phase is sold out, but we're in the second phase. It's selling quite well. And we really did suffer a setback when the directional placard signs were eliminated by council. So the viability of this project in conjunction with all of the advertising that was going on with the peninsula, which is not occurring now, which was bringing traffic down 299 where this property is located, much of that advertising, if not all of that, has been eliminated. So these two signs are very, very important to the viability of getting the traffic from 24, you know, back to where this site is. So it really has been a wonderful project, and you know, we're proud of the project, and we really do rely upon these signs. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, let the record show that there I do have correspondence from Dig MR Properties LLC that they're granting the consent for the Ryan Homes to be erected and maintained, the sign located there in both of these cases.
Okay.
That's in favor. And also the Loudon letter. I have a copy of that for the record.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,343 under advisement until we hear case number 10,344.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,343 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.